Well, not great in the win-loss column, but everything else I'm fairly pleased with. I'm most pleased with the attitude and the effort of the guys, and that, to me, that's of most importance right now. We certainly want to win some games, but I like the way the locker room is.
Steve, can you give us an idea of the challenge you're facing in trying to change the culture there?
Well, we haven't really used that term. I kind of think there were some real good people here when I got here. We've added some. I think they're kind of gelling together. It's all about, you know, habits and people feeling each other out. What does the new head coach want? And people here, I'm talking about not just players, but the organization, have been very receptive. Everybody's kind of jumped on board. They've embraced change, and that's important. And right now, everybody's towing in the same direction, and if we can keep doing that, hopefully sooner or later here, the ball bounces right, and we'll be rewarded with a victory.
Sometimes you hear about a new regime out having a three-year plan or a four-year plan. Do you have any such plan?
We're counting the day-to-day plan. And I believe have been blessed enough to work for two guys that I really felt knew how to do it. You're very familiar, obviously, with Andy Reid, if you guys have been up in Green Bay for a while. And Tom Coughlin is one of the best as well. And they were always day-to-day and one step at a time. And I do believe in that. I've seen it work, and we're going to stick to that ourselves.
How's Steven Jackson look to you? Does he look like he's back to the guy he was a couple years ago?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's done everything we've asked. He was in great shape, came to training camp in great shape, had a really good training camp, always upbeat, does everything 100 miles an hour. And what more can you ask for his coach? I mean, had a good game last week, we thought, and he's been a good leader, and we're happy with what he's doing right now.
Steve, is there anything in particular bogging down the offense, though?
Well, you know, it's always, like anything else, you know, it's a step here, step there, a missed block there, maybe a misread, you know, somebody flinches a little, but it's little things. We're really stressing details this week. I believe that's what it's all about. I think the difference is in the details. You know, most teams, when they line up on opening day before you have any injuries or if you don't have any injuries, really are pretty even across the board. There's some that certainly have some stars on their teams, but to me, the difference is in the details. You start playing games. The teams that play together and focus on the details and don't make, you know, the minor mistakes that kill you. Those are the teams that win.
So Anthony Smith going to get some action for you soon?
Well, I tell you what, he's been great. It's taken him a little while to pick it up. I mean, we're force-feeding him right now, and it's kind of hard to come on board with any team, whether it's an offensive scheme, defensive scheme, and pick it up that way. But, I mean, from what we've seen on the film we watch, we certainly think he's a good caliber player, and we're trying to force-feed him, get him ready as quick as we can.
See, what did you like about him that you claimed him on waivers?
Yeah, sorry, active guy, very physical football player that ran real well. Our special teams coach evaluated him, thought he did real well on special teams, and he's played a little bit in the league. He's aggressive. He's got I like the edge he's got to him. I just think he's a football player. I'm anxious to, when we can get it worked out one way or another, whether it's numbers on the 45 and him, you know, getting the stuff mentally, I'm anxious to get him out there.
Are you? Thinking that he could start for you, or are you just seeing him as a backup guy?
I'm not seeing him as anything right now. Just trying to get him fed the system and get him out there, and then we'll evaluate it as we get him in the games.
How about Rubel Martin? What are you seeing so far?
What a terrific guy, a terrific character person, and certainly great size, and he's got great hands. That stuck out right away when we worked him out, and he's going through the same process. He's I think a week behind Anthony and being in the system here. It's only been a few days for Ravel, but you know, some of the language sounds the same to him from where he's been before, but it's a challenge for anybody to jump into a team and play right away, but he's progressed pretty well.
You think there's a good chance that he'll be active against his former team?
I'm not sure of that right now. Today's Wednesday, and we don't really have a beat on that until we get closer to Friday.
Do you kind of dig at those guys for information on the Packers?
You got to be careful with that now. You never know what you're getting. But, we've, of course, just like I'm sure Mike's done, coaches do their research and work on teams, and I'm sure they know a lot about us, and hopefully we know enough about them to have a good football game.
Is there any way to sum up what Jim Johnson taught you about the best way to play defense in the NFL?
Well, it is hard to sum up that. I mean, Jim meant the world to me, still does. You know, I owe a lot to Jim. I wouldn't be sitting in this seat, I don't think, had I not worked for Jim. It was his influence and what he did defensively that helped me, that and a lot of good football players in New York that I was blessed with to get where I am today. So he certainly means a great deal.
Anything jump out at you when you think back about the championship game a couple of years ago?
It was cold. It was really cold. Nah, I'm here with the Rams. I'd rather focus on our team and the team we're getting ready to play.
Anything else for Coach?
Steve, you seen any fundamental changes over the course of your career as far as how players study film?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I think it depends on the individual. We have some guys here, and I've been to other places where the guys are students of the game. I know there were times I was in Philadelphia, we'd get a linebacker. I remember Sean Barber played for us, and heck, he was teaching me things about looking at film. I think sometimes the guys that are out there doing it have a keener way to pick up things. Everybody does it differently. But I certainly like sitting down with players and seeing what they see. I think that helps a coach learn too.
Steve, what's Gatto's role for you?
Well, right now Sam's been playing a lot in special teams, and we plug him in there at running back. He hasn't gotten that many reps at the running back spot right now, but basically he's been a core special teams player for us.
Coach,